Yes, I just wanted to give him a couple of days off. He's fine. Talked the last couple of days, and I thought it was wise to give him a couple extra days. So we're doing, and the rest of the guys have picked him up pretty nicely. Johnny was great. I mean, the seven innings were big regarding trying to parcel out the latter part of the game. The guys coming in, I tell you, I mean, Justin Wilson. This guy's got the capabilities of closing games. He's done it in the past. He's thrown strikes like that. He's very difficult. C-Sheck, another guy that's closed in the past. Stropey. We've got a bunch of guys that are capable. So, and there might be other guys, like some of these guys, I might back off and as Morrow comes back online to try to balance the workout. But the entire bullpen deserves a lot of credit. Our defense today was spectacular. It's been spectacular more recently. The outfield play probably, you know, if you compare it to the last couple of years, is really jacked up in a good way. Jason, you know, the ball that sun a little bit, whatever happened with Marte on that play, obviously big because we didn't do a whole lot offensively either. There's no crowing about that whatsoever. They pitched well. We pitched well. We caught the ball, took advantage, and then we win the game. I was watching the gun. He was like 92, 93, actually, at the latter part of the sixth. So I thought, he's okay. He's okay. Coming off the mound, I you know, there's almost like this look I'll get or not get. I thought it was cool enough that he should be fine, and he was. So that's, so he went 104, 90, and 107, 104 in his last four games. That's a nice number. Great play. Yeah, you know, I'm looking to always upgrade the defense in the latter part of the game. It was a little bit different based on the bullpen today and how we're going to break it down. If it's more cut and dry, this guy's got this inning, this guy's got that inning, it's easier to make these switches. But sometimes when you may be making a switch in inning, you hold back on making that switch so that you can actually double and get an advantage, maybe leave that pitcher in a little bit longer if necessary. So there's a lot of little nuance with the switching today. It played fine. You know, Albert double, Hobby great play, so we'll take it.
When John had those back-to-back walks, did you sense any frustration from him?
Yeah, he's just not used to that. I mean, John's command is normally so good that when he walks back-to-back guys, it's something that we don't see. I'm watching him. I was watched closely. He didn't get frustrated with himself. He didn't really beat up on himself, and he recovered well. I've seen in the past maybe he gets too hard on himself, but I thought today he handled it pretty well. It's been very impressive, and it's been very necessary. We needed that from him again today. Like I said, Wilson and C-Sheck now probably need tomorrow off, but then you got these other guys coming back online. And you get a win. I mean, that's, you know, it's easy to parcel out bullpen when you're not winning. You could just break up the innings, and you're able to keep guys rested and well when you're not winning. When you are winning, it becomes more difficult. So him going seven, a starter going six plus or seven, permits less usage at the end, which permits, I think, a team to stay hot. So John has been very large in that regard. Great delivery. He's very athletic. You know, they were banging on him when he first came. You see the guy swing the bat, watch him hit a golf ball. He's really athletic. And for me, it's repetition of delivery. It's knowing exactly what he wants to do. He doesn't come out of his lane. He stays within his abilities. You know, fastball low carry, fastball in, cutter down away from a lefty. More changeups. But primarily, I think his strong point is his repetition of delivery. And he's got a nice tempo rhythm about him. He normally stays within that lane, and I think that's it. I mean, he's strong. He's a very strong man. I mean, he's a big guy. He's a strong guy who repeats his mechanics very well.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. I think the biggest thing is just feel good. You know, compared to last year with where I was at body-wise, mechanically, just kind of everything never really synced up. You know, I don't know what that was. Maybe just the long 2 years or whatever here with the you know, playoffs and World Series and stuff like that. Just maybe I didn't get a chance to recover. I don't know. But this year I feel better. My body feels better. I'm recovering, taking my bullpens into starts. So it's good right now. It's not like we've reinvented any wheel or trying anything new. Just feel like I'm, for the most part, executing pitches. And when they do, you know, hit the ball hard, it's right at somebody. So a little bit of luck right now. And at the same time, I feel like I said, I feel like I'm executing pretty well. I mean, obviously it's not what I want to do. Kind of got out of my mechanics a little bit there in that inning. And then I felt like when I got to the bell at bat, I kind of locked things back in. And from there it was, you know, pretty good. You know, these guys give you tough at bats. They've given me a tough time, you know, probably over the last, you know, including last year, from probably half a year last year to now. You know, but today we were able to, you know, make some good pitches. So the walks didn't end up hurting me, and got out of that one. My changeup was good again. It's been probably my most consistent off-speed pitch all year so far. I think my cutter has gotten better over the last three or four starts, I feel like, especially to lefties. You know, I've been able to to throw it for a strike and then kind of expand off of that. I got, I think it was Polanco to chase one. But yeah, I mean, my curveball's kind of been off and on. I think that's kind of the pitch. We talk about the 100 innings. That's kind of the pitch for me that takes a while to get there as far as that one you're able to bounce for you know, with two strikes you get a swing at that has that bite to it, you know, kind of picks up speed as it gets to home plate instead of just rolling in there. So that one, you know, that one will come. Was able to throw it for a strike, though, today, so that's good. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it was, you know, as far as top-notch, 1-4, as far as my pitches, but it was good. It was a good day.
Yeah,
I think we're back to 16, you know. I think it took everybody a little bit last year to recover and get back to normal. You know, when you come off that high of game 7 and looking for that high, you know, you're trying to get up for every game and it's just not there. So, yeah, I think it took us a while for that. And then, you know, this year I feel like everybody just came in kind of a different mentality. You know, I mean, everybody always says, hey, this is the hardest I've worked this offseason. It's the best shape I've ever been in my life or whatever nonsense they want to say. But, you know, I feel like guys made an effort to work on their weaknesses. Addy's done a really, really good job at short this year. I mean, as he has, you know, kind of platooning Javi all over the place, which is fun to watch him do what he does. You know, our outfield has kind of bounced around too, and Happer's played some different positions and done a great job. So they've all done great. It's fun to sit on the bench and watch them, and then it's even better when you're out on the mound and they make those plays for you. Yeah, yeah. One of these days, I just told somebody that one of these days I'll leave it on Joe and I'm just going to run out to the mound for that extra inning and let him decide who's going to pitch if there's another pitcher standing out there. So I felt like today I could have gone another one. Just felt like I got better and stronger as we went along. But, yeah, just try to save the bullpen. I mean, that's our job, you know, especially when we're short and we've had some games where we haven't been able to get as deep into games as we have liked. Guys have done a good job of picking each other up and filling that void to get to those back end guys. Yeah, I mean, I don't ever doubt myself as far as, you know, my ability. I think the biggest thing is I knew physically where I was at. I knew I wasn't able to repeat like I normally can or would. So it was just a battle. We had to alter my whole game plan. Cutter wasn't there, and then fastball command obviously wasn't there last year, so we had to change a bunch of stuff. Had to throw more sinkers. Had to throw more off speed stuff. I will say that probably the silver lining out of the whole deal is I got a feel for my changeup, and that's been like I said, probably my best off speed pitch this year. So there's always a positive to take out of it. But no, I mean, until they take the jersey off my back, I'm not gonna doubt myself.